The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Wednesday, 13th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing great. Always happy to be back here to work. It's kind
of... You can take my place this morning. No, I'm just kind of tired. It's been a long 2 weeks. And took the kids down to Sacramento, get them on the plane, drove back. And then something happened, and I'm going to talk about it here in a couple minutes after you tell me what special day it is.
So, unfortunately, the national day is not blessing us, but the international day.
Okay, let's do an international day.
World Kindness Day.
World Kindness Day. I think that's a great idea.
I also think so.
Okay, me too. All right, hey, how about the weather? Okay, stand by, everybody. Here it comes. The rainy season has started. Today, we're looking at showers, mainly after 8 a.m. Patchy fog, high near about 52. Now, winds can get as high as 22 miles per hour, wind gust. And chance of precipitation is 100%, with a lot of rain coming down. Tonight, same thing, chance of thunderstorms and a low around 48. Thursday, showers. Friday, a 20% chance of showers, so it starts, you know, cooling down or letting up. Mostly sunny. And Saturday, mostly sunny. Sunday, showers again. Monday, slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny. And Tuesday, looks like the showers have gone away. So, today, I was out at Stables yesterday, and my friend out there said he's expecting a gully washer. I think that's what they call them, gully washers, with lots of rain today. So, we'll see. Now, listening to Sue and the higher elevations from you when you were listening to the news was beginning some snow showers in the higher elevations. So, plan on that if you're heading up Bernie or Alturas area, any of those. We could be getting snow. Okay. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned company. They've been in the business about 30 years. And in fact, they're into the third generation of the family is working there in the business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. And the Kenny family are just really genuinely good people. It's a veteran-owned business. And I can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, election results. Okay, now, these election results are going to go on for at least another week, my friends. And these are local elections I'm talking about, not the big, you know, the big kahuna that's already been settled. So this is what it looks like. With 43,000 votes still to be counted, nothing's changed a whole lot. But the... It looks like that Corky Harmon is holding his spot there. He's still ahead of Mary Rickert. And see who else we have here. Now, they make a big thing out of this. Gateway United School, Unified School District, district has a Bobby Simpson, who is garnering more votes than the incumbent. Now, why are they making a point of this? Well, it appears that Bobby is a transgender. So that has to be big news. And what I say is when people, and they're out there, denigrate Shasta County as a bunch of knuckle-dragging people afraid of change, I wouldn't have even said anything about Bobby Simpson, transgender, because Bobby Simpson is running for office. But because it's transgender, they bring it up instead of people voting who they think would do the best job. And I think the people out, this is in the Gateway School District. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Corky Harmon still leads Mary by about, 11% of the votes. And Aaron Reznor is leading Mark Mazzano, with about 1% of the vote. 1% higher than he is. So they still have 43,000 votes to count. And then in the Reading City Council, Dr. Paul DeNuca has got 40%, Mike Littell, 20%, Joshua Johnson, 17%. And then Dave Backus and Ian Hill. Anderson City Council, of the four candidates, they have three seats up. Looks like Darren Hill is leading, and followed by Susie Baugh and Bonnie Simmons. Shasta Lake Council, three seats up for election, six candidates. It looks like Dan Ringwalski is still leading with Greg Watkins right behind him and Tony Coates, and then Janice Powell. P, the eminent domain, is barely leading, and Q, filling elected and department head positions in the county, is way behind. And let me see what else here. The Shasta County Board of Education Area 2 has two seats open. Jackie La Barbera is leading, followed by Jessica French in second with a slim lead over Richard Gallardo. I mean, it's tight. She's got 18.9% of the vote, and Gallardo has 18.3% of the vote. And I can't think of two people that are more diametrically opposed than Jessica French and Rich Gallardo. Totally opposites. And then, of course, Trump is putting in his cabinet positions. We'll get to that later this week. But here's the thing I want to talk about. Veterans Day, Monday. You know, I've lived here for, 17 years? Something like that. So I put my I didn't put my trash out Sunday night because it's Veterans Day. And I thought that that's a holiday. Nobody's going to be working. I was wrong. They came by and collected trash on Monday. And my question is, why? We've got all these different holidays for one person or, whatever, and that everybody takes off of, including city workers. So my question is, Veterans Day, of all days for having people work, why is that? And yes, I'm a veteran, and I have many friends that are veterans and many family members and all of this. But working on Veterans Day when everything else is closed? So my trash is still – I'm still just leaving it out there till next Monday, till they come by again, which Linda's having a little bit of a problem with. It's kind of a protest on my part. But why – of all the days that our city takes off, do they work? Do the trash haulers work on Veterans Day? And I hope somebody will explain this to me. Does it have something to do with the union contracts that you have to work on Veterans Day? Is it something they choose which day to work on? And is it the members of the union say, no, we'll just work on Veterans Day and take off another day? I'm going to try and find that out. Anyway, if you drive by my house, try not to hit the trash cans that are still out there because they're staying there until next Monday. Okay. Today we've got the Korean War veterans. We have Robba coming in. They've got a big event tomorrow, and we'll be on location tomorrow morning down there at Cornerstone Community Bank at 197 Hartnell Avenue. And then we have the Reading Chamber of Commerce is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Lots of questions there, especially after the election, and to see that inflation has gone up a little bit, even though it's been holding steady, quote, steady, after it went crazy for 2 years, been holding steady. I want to talk about that a little bit, too. So, welcome to the show. And like I said, I hope you've got your raincoats ready because it looks like it's going to be a rainy day. And we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus drive-through Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank in Redding and Anderson, and at the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's going to be a little rainy today, my friends. And this portion of the show, you know, I'm going to skip that because I've only got like 10 minutes here with two of my favorite people. I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and Frankie Rose. Yes, indeed. Oh, we got you on the wrong. Use the red one, Frank. There you go, buddy. We're talking about mics. Okay. I know we're going to talk about the...
To talk about some activities the Korean Veterans Association involved with.
Sure.
And a strange thing happened on the 15th of last month. I got a phone call from a girl named Marie Kim. I almost didn't answer the phone because I've been at so many political people wanting money. But I noticed it was San Jose 408. So I answered it, and she told me that I misunderstood her first. I thought her father was still alive, but she said that her father was actually born. Her name is Marie Kim. Her father was born in South Korea. And that they wanted to donate some money to Korean veterans. And as I talked to her and all, told her what we do up here, she decided she'd like to send a check to us. And actually she did, and she wrote this letter with it here. And I actually sent her that DVD that Jack Kilpatrick's I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she sent a check for $300 to this, and turned out that her father was his young Day Kim. He was born on 4/24/43, and he died on 10/11/24. And so it was about 5 days after he died that she called me, and I misunderstood her. That I thought he wanted to donate money, but she wanted to do it.
Well, and she did it in honor of her father.
And they sent a check for $300 to our local chapter.
Yeah.
And I said, "How did you find it?" She did a search for Korean War veterans. My name popped up. I don't know how that happened.
You can't trust Yahoo or Google or whoever they are. Google, I guess. You just put anybody's name in. Someday I'll tell the story about Linda's name where it popped up one time and it was a different person. But I know you've got stuff on the Korean vet, so let's hit that quick, because I've got some things to talk about, seeing nice things about you guys. So go on, go for it.
On Monday the 4th of this month, Frank and I went to Rancho de Hama and presented student dictionaries to the third graders. Also present was five motorcycle riders from the Patriot Guard, the helicopter group from the Military Historical Society,
yep,
Cuttlefish submarines, and we presented dictionaries to the kids.
Yeah, those are cool dictionaries.
Yeah,
I got one. It's about my level. Yeah. So okay.
Then on the 8th, Kim Chamberlain called me and told me she got a call from this school called Tree of Life International Charter School in Anderson. They want some Veterans there on the 8th. So Frank and I and John Baker were from the Korean War veterans, and there was three or four other, I think there was six of us all together, and they had a special program for Korean War veterans, or for the veterans, all veterans. And then on the 9th, on Saturday, my wife and I were honored to be riding in the Korean War Veterans 1965 Mustang in the Veterans Parade in Shasta Lake City. Jess Hoops rode in an American Legion car, and Frank Rose rode in a Veterans Advocate car. And I hadn't been to the Veterans Parade for quite a few years, and it was kind of fun. And
It's a great parade.
Yeah.
My kids were here from New Mexico, and they said, my son says, you know, I just got my dose of patriotism because they don't have stuff like that down in Albuquerque.
It made you feel proud, too.
For what?
For being there and having your children there.
I was so happy they were there. Yeah. And then at the Marine Corps Ball. Okay.
And then on the third Saturday this month, the 21st, the Korean veterans, we're going to have our Christmas lunch. It's not going to be official business like we usually have. It's just a Christmas lunch event. And our fundraiser for this month was canceled, and we're not going to do it until we used to have a Rosa Sharon fundraiser at the Sportsman's Warehouse, but we're not going to do it until next year. Anyway, then I'm going to talk about other stuff. On the 9th of this month, Fran and I and Robert Exer and Morton Gaiseki, we attended a Salvation Army Red Kettle kickoff event at the Elks. Last year, we collected $33,809 and handed out 12,000 5-inch candy canes. Right now, I have approximately 2,000 in possession. And I'm requesting help to acquire 10,000 candy canes. If anybody would like to help, they're in stock right now. I called them. And one carton of one dozen cherry or peppermint are $1.72, and there are no tax included.
Wait a minute. So you can get 10 for $1.72, right?
Right. Last year they were $1.24. It went up quite a bit.
Thank you, Joe.
But anyway, you can buy a whole case of 36 cartons, which it's 432 candy canes. It's about $62. Or your $25, they'll buy four cartons. It's about $169.
Okay.
If you'd like to help.
Yeah, here's what we're talking about, the Red Barn that lights up.
Right.
He collects, along with his family and people helping, thousands of dollars that goes to
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army. And everybody comes here and gets his canned cane. So I'm going to go down there and buy a few boxes for you. And but what I'm asking people out there is just go down to Walmart and buy their 5-inch candy canes. Yeah. And if you don't know where to take them to, just bring them here to the station, and we'll hold them here at 1326 Market Street, and we'll give them to Dick. This is a great event. It raises a lot of money, and it's a hell of a lot of work for Dick to do.
In the last 14 years, we've raised $317,000 in our front yard right there for Salvation
Army. That front yard, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful barn. It's just gets bigger every year somehow.
And I'd like to mention that we are not a nonprofit, but we're helping a nonprofit. We're helping the Salvation Army. And Lily Conforti at the local Salvation Army will, at your request, issue a receipt for tax purposes.
Okay, so you can go down to the Salvation Army. Instead of if you drop off a box here, a couple boxes, you can drop them right here at the station. However, if you buy a lot of boxes, you can take it down to the Salvation Army. They'll give you a receipt, and you can write it off your taxes.
Right. Or just take your receipt down there, and they'll write your receipt.
Okay.
And Dick, why don't you tell them about the dictionary project and the word of the day?
Yeah, you know, if you'd like to get the word of the day, just go on dictionaryproject.com, and you can sign up. I do every day. I get a word of the day, and last week on the dictionary program, it showed the pictures that I had taken when we were at Rancho Tehama.
Yeah.
And they showed two pictures of there, and they give it a blurb about how we got started, how Frank. You know, we had started in 2017, Rancho Tehama had a mass shooting at the school.
Yeah.
And Frank took some comfort dogs there to the class, and they remember him all the time. They call him Mr. Frank. Anyway,
I call him Mr. Frank.
Anyway, they had shown those pictures were on the. They show pictures all the time of different groups who send in their pictures when they provide them for different third graders.
Okay, and then I want to say to Frank. Frank was on Channel 7 on Veterans Day, and they interviewed him, and what a wonderful interview it was about being a veteran in the Korean War and how you were drafted when you were 18. They had a picture of Frank when he was 18.
Yeah.
Frankly, he hasn't changed very much. Okay, just a little bit maybe. But that was a wonderful interview, Frank. And you were honored in the parade this year.
Yeah.
And Dick, you were honored in the parade this year. It was splendid. It was splendid. Now, for the word of the day, hey, when I found out they picked up that they were working on Veterans Day, I strung a whole bunch of words together. Probably I can't say them right now. I'd be beeped for the next 3 minutes. But if you wanted to learn new words or new ways of saying these words, you should have been there Monday, when I found out that the trash was being, they were working on Veterans Day. I'm sorry, but this just pisses me off. I'm sorry. I'll say it. I'll keep saying it. I'm going to call. Some of them are listening right now, so stand by for your phone call, City Council. I'm going to call you and ask you, why does that go on? Maybe I'll just call Barry. Why do they do that? Okay, enough of that. I'll get over that eventually by this time next year. Last thoughts.
Well, if somebody would like to buy the candy canes to help me this year, they could drop them off here, like you say, or they could drop them off at the Red Barn on 3187 Barrel Court. And my phone number is 530-246-9131.
And if you've been enjoying the Red Barn for so many years, and it might be a good way, just kind of a little payback there so everybody can enjoy it. We'll buy a few boxes for you here, of course. And last thoughts, Frank? Not last, but, you know, for right now.
The word of the day is call Dick Wilkinson.
There you go. Buy red candy, 5-inch candy canes. Don't get those little ones. No, because then he has to glue them together. And he has to break them and then glue them together so they're 5 inches long. It just takes forever. So, I'm kidding.
You know, a strange thing. Last year I was looking at the candy canes. I had some old ones in a cupboard.
Yeah.
I said, they look like they're smaller diameter. I measured them, and they actually are smaller diameter.
Of course they are.
They've reduced the volume by, I calculated, it reduced the volume by 17%.
Sure. And then they charge 17% more. No, it's they're everything. Open up your box of cereal.
Yeah,
I counted all the flakes.
A can of soup, presumably, is going to be like a thimble.
Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose, I can't tell you how much our community loves you guys and appreciates you. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for the time, Carl.
Well, if you think about it, this morning is a military day.
Oh.
Yeah. Dick, myself, and you.
Wow. I'm surprised they didn't, you know, collect garbage today, too. Yeah, they were working. So, okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
And let the force be with us.
Let the force be with us.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, been around 17, 18 years now. It's a small bank, but it's won national awards for being one of the best small banks in the United States. And we're fortunate to have them here. Local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Riverside, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. Sponsor for many of the local organizations and events. Plus, they do a great job on banking, as they should. We do business with Cornerstone. Real happy with them. All right, 7:31 and more, and we'll be right back with Robba.
I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's going to be rainy today, my friends, and wind gusts, so be prepared out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it for well over 20 years, gone through the schools, but then has got that valuable on-the-job training, which has made him an expert in repairing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack 2 feet in length. He fixes it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Fixed a crack on my windshield, 8-inch crack on my windshield, about 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. Yeah, that's the kind of work he does. Now, if you're not sure, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Kelly Sapeliak.
You got it.
From Reading RABA.
Yep,
Reading Area Bus Authority, RABA.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course, Kelly. Now, you've got a big event tomorrow.
We do, and it's even bigger. So tomorrow is our 15th annual RABA Salute to Veterans event. This event is what provides free bus fare for veterans.
That's right. The money goes, and it goes over to the amount of money goes to buy these bus passes, and it goes over to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Correct. Yep. And then all
hands these out.
Yep. Yeah. And the veterans use them to get to appointments, to get to work, to get to school. A lot of needed services. So.
That's right. And they use them. And what it is, it's kind of like a punch card, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And actually, they can get, so any veteran qualifies for this free. They just show proof of being a veteran. And if they don't have proof, we have an application they can fill out to get kind of a card from us.
Sure. Well, but if they go through the Veterans Service Office down
correct.
Here on,
yes,
what is it, Shasta Street, that they walk in, they'll give them, I think it's 10 rides.
Yeah.
And it's a 10 punch card thing. And then they can ride the bus for free.
And actually, so we just recently did away with the punch cards.
Oh,
now it's
okay.
Just completely free. There's not even a limit. It's just free rides.
Well,
and it's for our regular fixed route buses and for our on-demand bus as well.
So how do they do that then? Do they get a card or something from, or just have to show?
They just have to show proof that they're a veteran.
Okay, so then they don't have to go down to the Shasta County Veterans Service
they
Office.
They don't, but this is in partnership with them, so they help us,
identify
refer out our
people.
Rides. Yeah.
Well, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, well, I just started at Reading Area Bus Authority in July. I'm the recent hire. I'm an executive assistant there, and I've kind of hit the ground running, and it's been great. I definitely keep busy.
So are you from around here?
I am. So I originally grew up in San Jose, but my grandparents lived here my whole life. They've been in Shingletown. So I grew up, I have baby pictures, kid pictures at Bernie Falls and on the sundial. So it's been in my heart for a long time, but I just recently relocated here to be closer to the rest of my family. So.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You like it up here?
I love it up here, yeah.
Isn't it nice?
Yep, it is nice.
Well, you were used to it because you'd been up here.
Yes, it's different than living here, but I've loved it.
What always surprises me is people that have lived their whole life, like in Southern California, have come up here to like Lake Shasta a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just relocate up here. And they love it here. Yeah. Totally different than Southern California. Totally different.
Definitely. It really
much
is.
Much better.
Even very different than the Bay Area. So,
Bay Area could be even more different than Southern California. But people sell their homes down there, come up here, and they're very happy up there.
We love it here. My husband and I just invested in some e-scooters, so we've been taking those on the paths and the trails. We love how everything's so accessible.
But you're staying off the sidewalks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. I have this tendency just to bump people as they're going by if they're on the sidewalks.
Oh, there you go.
Nah. Okay. So, Robba is, I'm not going to hit you up with a bunch of facts and figures because you just, you were there, you came on board yesterday.
Yeah.
Practically.
Basically.
So, what have you heard about our veterans ticket extravaganza every year?
I have not. Is this?
It's been very successful.
Oh.
And, you know, we have a lot of veterans out there that are elderly that don't drive.
Definitely.
Rob has been increasing their bus routes.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that you all have now is that on-demand
bus.
That will it pick you up or does it go to the nearest?
It picks you up.
At your house.
At your house. And it will take you to your appointment, your errands, grocery store, wherever you need to go.
Does it wait for you, or does it come back?
It comes back. So it's kind of like a shuttle service, and they'll they book the ride, and they'll have them kind of plan throughout the day of where they're going to go to pick up this person, then drop off that one, then go pick up that one.
How early do you have to call? Do you have to make, like, a reservation day before? Or?
You can. You can call. A lot of our regular riders have stuff just planned in advance because their schedules are pretty set, but I believe it's, like, up to 3 hours in advance you can also call. And
so if I called and said, hey, I want to go to Safeway.
Yeah.
Y'all would come pick me up, take me to Safeway, and then 30 minutes, an hour later, you'd swing by and pick me up and take me home.
Correct.
This is a wonderful, and this is for everybody, by the way. It's not just veterans.
Yeah, so for the on-demand, that's just for individuals with disabilities and
with
veterans.
Disabilities.
But I think, so coming up, we're going to be releasing a lot of roundabout, and the roundabout routes they're going to be offered more in the future, and that's more similar to it.
Now you're
it'll open to everybody.
You're going by the, right now, you've got a route that takes you by the VA clinic, up by the airport,
mm-hmm.
and swings around, and the veterans home, and it comes back, a couple hours later or an hour later?
Yes, most of our routes are, I don't have the schedules right in front of me because I know we've had some recent changes. Most of our routes are on an hour schedule, and then we have a couple that are 2 hours just because it takes that long to.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you can get out to the VA clinic, or you could call the on-demand and get a ride out there.
Yep.
Sure. And this is free for veterans.
Free for veterans, yep. Completely free. And a lot of people think we got a grant or maybe something that provided this, and we didn't. This is just all provided from this annual event and the money we raised.
Okay, so this is how you help. I can tell you about the one down. It's at Cornerstone Bank, 192 Hartnell Avenue. You drive by, you'll see the bus, and you'll see me and Linda, and you'll see the other radio stations are out there, Q97, KSHASTA, all of us are out there. And the whole thing on this, my friends, is to just drive by, drop off a donation, whether it's a dollar or a thousand or more. And this money goes directly to support this program so that veterans can ride free.
Yep, yes. And RABA does do a 50% match. So for
$100,
we put $50 towards that for matching.
100%?
That's
50%. 50%.
Yes.
Okay. Because I thought you said 100, and I thought, wow, that's gone up. So for every dollar that people donate, RABA puts in 50 cents.
Correct.
So it's a great way to support our veteran community, and it is so helpful to so many of our veterans.
Oh, yeah. It gets used a lot. I've had a couple of calls just to thank you. I rely on this service. I need this service. So.
Of course.
It's a great program.
And especially the on-call.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Right. Yeah.
And because, like you said, there's a lot of veterans out there that have reached age, they don't drive, but they still have their medical appointments, and they still have to go shopping, and they have to do this.
Absolutely.
And so, and this to me is what the bus, what the bus authority should be doing is helping our community, mainly the elderly ones. But there's other people that have disabilities mm-hmm. where they can't drive, but they still need to get around town. You still need a life.
Exactly.
Well, will you take me out to, like, bars and pick me up an hour later?
I don't know about that. Not anytime soon, but when we do release our microtransit coming up, it's going to be, we're going to start rolling it out, and we're going to have weeknights later in December.
Micro. What's microtransit? That's
microtransit.
Different, that's different than on-call,
I
right?
I know, all these different little...
Nope, you've got to tell me about this after the break. After the break.
You got it.
I'm here with Kelly Sepeliak. Sepeliak. Am I getting close?
You're getting very close,
okay,
yes.
Great. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is just a fantastic jewelry store. It's getting close to Christmas. I hope you all realize that. Next month, they're having their annual birthday sale that they have. They've been in the business, gosh, well over 30 years. I say 30, but it's been 30 years for several years now. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, watch repairman, stone cutter. They've been voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, 23 and 24, and there's a reason for it. They're really good people, locally owned, locally operated, and they have a fantastic selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry, and we'll be right back with Raba.
Mike.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 and the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side.
Welcome back. Yeah, I was just choking that one out. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the DeBot. Today, the 13th, 7:50 in the morning, about 48 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. That's what it says. I can just, you know, I trust that's what's going to happen today since everybody tells me it's going to rain. It's going to rain hard. Up in the higher elevations, you're probably going to get snow. So check it out before you head up to Burney or Shingletown, maybe even Shingletown. Who knows? I'm not guaranteeing anything, but that's what the weather report says. I'm here with Redding Area Bus Authority Representative Kelly Sapeliak.
Perfect. That was great.
Usually takes me three times.
Yeah.
And she's here representing RABA. And we're talking about the tomorrow. We're going to be down at Cornerstone Community Bank, the main branch at 197 Hartnell, right there in the Cornerstone Shopping Center. And we're there to raise money because of their veterans don't pay to ride the buses.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, but somebody needs to pay for this. So they do not get, you don't get tax money for this.
No.
Or
no.
Grants. So this comes out of the goodness of our hearts.
Sweat equity.
So come on down. And what are the locations are you at?
So they're going to be at, like you said, Cornerstone in Redding. And then we're also going to be at the Cornerstone in Anderson. And then this year we've added Shasta Lake. And
okay.
We're going to be off Shasta Dam Boulevard.
All right.
And we're going to be putting out some great signage to hopefully direct people so it's
sure.
pretty obvious where
so
we're at.
So come on through and there'll be people standing out there. You'll see a big bus
yes.
out there and you'll see me. And our
and maybe even a fire truck.
Yeah, maybe a fire truck out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they put a flag up there one year.
Yeah.
And so come on by. And every donation is helpful. And for every dollar donated, RABA matches it with 50%. You bring in $100, they're going to put $50 in. And the whole idea behind this is so our veterans will be able to ride free on our RABA. And I'm sure there's people out there going, anyway. And I want to hear it. I frankly don't want to hear it, especially after they collect trash on Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what can I say? I know I went off on that.
No,
I'll probably turn that loose sometime this week. Maybe not. But Kelly was also telling me, okay, there's also the on-demand.
Yes. Right? So, yeah. So we have our fixed route, which is the regular
right.
buses.
Regular bus routes.
Fixed routes. You see the bus stops.
Yep.
We have on-demand paratransit is another name for it, and it's for individuals with disabilities and veterans.
And veterans that you can have them come to your house,
mm-hmm.
make a reservation. They'll come to your house, take you to your doctor's appointment, take
yep.
you to go to, you know, shopping for food or, you know,
yep.
the necessities out there, and then come pick you up.
Yes.
Now, you are introducing another one.
I know. We've been very
micro,
busy.
The micro, what is it? It's called
Microtransit.
Whoa.
Yes.
And this is different than the rest of them. But
yes.
You just told me about this today. Is it launched yet?
It's not launched yet. We're rolling it out. They're finalizing the zones and everything for it. But microtransit is available to everybody. So it's
everybody.
Not just for individuals with disabilities or veterans.
Right.
And it's very similar to an Uber or a Lyft where you download our app or you can call. You don't have to download the app.
Because there's a lot of people that need this.
Yes.
Or will not download, can't or won't.
Exactly.
They are not. Yeah, phone
yeah.
savvy.
Oh, I hear it all the time. You can
okay.
download this. Oh, I'm not tech savvy.
Yeah, well.
Okay, you don't have to.
I don't want to download this
yeah.
on my phone.
Yeah.
But so you can call.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us how it works.
Yeah, so it's a door-to-door kind of the same thing. It will take you to a location that you need to go. And so
right.
similar to an Uber, if you've never used that, you put where you're at, where you're currently located. You can just put in the address of where you're at, or you could drop a pin on a map if that's easier. And then you put where you're trying to go or where you're wanting to end up.
Right.
So your start and your end.
And it's then, any place here in town,
yes,
right?
Yes, within Shasta County.
So you need to go to, you forgot, you need to get that in the doctor's appointment,
yep.
And it's like 30 minutes before your doctor's appointment. You call the micro bus transit. Somebody will be out there, and, and if you're a veteran, you ride free.
Yeah.
And if you're disabled, you ride free.
If you're disabled, it's half. It's a discounted. So it's $2.
Okay. So it's $2.
But it's $1 for the discount.
Okay.
So.
And that will take you down immediately. They'll pick you up within 20 minutes.
Correct. And we've had a lot of people, so that microtransit service is going to be rolling out later in December, maybe mid-December, depending on when everything's finalized. But if you want to try it out, we do offer it right now on Sundays. So that one is live. We have a Sunday runabout microtransit happening right now. So if you want to test it out just to see if it'll work for you, you can do that now.
So say a veteran wants to bring his wife with him.
Yeah.
How's that work then? Because, you know, maybe she's a caretaker.
Right.
So he rides free, but she'd have to pay the $1.
Ooh, that's a great question, yeah.
Okay, so you will come back to me with that answer at
some
point.
Absolutely.
And I will announce it. But anyway you look at it, if you look at Uber, depending on the time of the day, from Hilltop downtown, it could be $30.
Yeah, we've used it. We've experienced it. I cannot wait for our microtransit service.
Because anybody can use it there. And so even if you paid full, that would be $2.
Yes. Yeah.
So you and your hubby, $4 downtown, $4 home.
Exactly. Yep.
Because you were telling me your Uber experience, it was $60.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't live very far. It was pretty, you know.
So Uber drivers out there right now are going, don't talk about that.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
talk about the microbus.
I know.
Or micro, is it microbus?
Yeah, microtransit. I know. There's so many words for it. I'm learning the jargon.
This is really
industry
good.
Jargon.
Okay, this is why I like this.
Mm-hmm.
And go back and tell John. You all are really reaching out to help our community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I see buses going by here, you know, mainly empty.
Oh, yeah.
But when you start talking about this with the, you know, the... microbus, and then there's the...
I threw a lot of terms
on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, what they're doing is reaching out to our community, especially ones with disabilities, elderly, or just want to need a ride.
Right, and before I started, this was pre-Kelly, they did, like, a plan and held some meetings to get community input on what they think people would use to try to, you know, enhance our system so that we would get more use out of it. And we're putting these things into action.
Well, here's what I'm going to do is next time I have to go out to the Veterans Clinic, I'm going to call you guys because you'll have the micro transit set up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try it out. So
good.
I'll get a ride out there.
Yep.
And then I'll call them and they'll come pick me up and bring me back.
There you go. Yeah.
As long as it's within the Reading area.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And the microtransit that's going to be rolling out, you can get rides within 20 minutes even.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And they're going to add more. Those, if you see one of the little white vans, the smaller, those are what they're going to be using. And as more rides come up and the demand grows, they'll add more vans to it so that it's, you know, stays up with the demand. But we do have a lot of people right now that have been testing and using it on Sundays for their church.
All right. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It just takes you to church and picks you up. And
you don't got
to
worry about parking.
This would be a wonderful thing for my in-laws down in Sacramento. Unfortunately, they live in Granite Bay.
Yeah.
This would be perfect for them. 92, 91, they're still driving. This would be perfect for them because they don't go to a lot of places.
Yeah.
But this could get them down to the store. It could get them to
their set
hair
routine.
Appointments.
Yeah.
They could do shopping and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, this is a wonderful thing. And tomorrow, John's going to be at Hartnell.
He's
going to
be in Reading, yes.
At Hartnell.
Correct.
So I'm going to pull John in. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind everybody that we're going to be down at Cornerstone Bank in the Copperstone Shopping Center. And we're there. We're going to be just, you know, shamelessly asking you to come in and donate to this because it goes to our veterans. And so our veterans are riding free.
And even if you can't donate, you can come say hi and
hang
out with the veterans.
You can still come out, sit down.
Say hello.
You know, we're like that. You know, you just come on by and just say hello and be on the radio for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole show is devoted to Robba. Kelly, Sapeliak.
Yeah,
thank you,
got
so
it.
Much. A lot of information today.
I know.
Kelly's been here since, she's been here all day. I mean, since July.
Yeah.
At Robert, but you've done very well and you've hit all the big points here.
Thank you.
Especially that microtransit.
Yeah.
I'm really sold on that because it'll be such a boon to our community.
I'm super excited for
how many of those vans do you have?
Gosh.
Lots.
A lot. And we will be, that microtransit too, last thing I'll say, it's going to extend till like 10 p.m. So.
Oh, to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So you can go to the movies or something.
Cover
like
all
that.
Of it, yeah.
You know how much that's going to open up the world to our disabled.
That's the goal. That's
elderly.
What we're hoping, yeah.
Okay, got to run for the news. And when we come back, Todd Jones from Reading Chamber of Commerce is going to join us. Thank you, Kelly.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
He is making a triumphant return to the swamp. President-elect Trump is back in Washington for a White House meeting with President Biden. Mr. Trump will also sit down with congressional Republicans. Mr. Trump continues to assemble his White House team. Among the president's latest choices, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for Homeland Security Secretary, decorated veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth to run the Pentagon, and John Ratcliffe for CIA director. And two people will chair an advisory panel focusing on streamlining government.
President-elect Donald Trump says that Elon Musk and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, the new organization will not be a government agency. Trump says that it will be an outside group that will offer the White House advice on how to drive large-scale structural reform and create an entrepreneurial approach to government.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. An explosion at a Kentucky factory proves deadly.
11 employees at Givaudan, a food coloring plant in Louisville, Kentucky, were taken to hospitals following Tuesday afternoon's explosion. Now two employees have died. The company says in a statement, "We are grieving with the families, friends, and loved ones of those that were lost and injured during this very difficult time. The blast caused the building to partially collapse and blew out windows and homes in nearby businesses. Reconstruction team from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is headed to Louisville. I'm Donna Water."
Inflation heated up a bit last month, rising 2.4% from the month before, 2.6% year over year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 117 points, the Nasdaq 34 points lower, and the S&P trading 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Ukraine's capital comes under heavy Russian attack.
Russia struck Kyiv with a sophisticated missile and drone attack on Wednesday morning. Air raid warnings blaring for hours. Serhiy Popko, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration, says defense forces destroyed several cruise and ballistic missiles and up to a dozen drones, adding damage is still being assessed. In the past, such Russia-combined attacks aimed at overwhelming air defenses and causing maximum damage. Popko also announced daytime electricity supply restrictions for businesses and industry in Kyiv due to Russian shelling and a deficit in power generation. I'm Charles Stilizeski.
Secretary of State Blinken says the Biden administration is determined in its final months to help Ukraine keep fighting the war with Russia into next year. Blinken is currently in Brussels and says the U.S. is sending Ukraine as much aid as possible so that it might hold Russian forces at bay. News and analysis, townhall.com. The unrest that has roiled the Dutch capital in recent days may not be over yet.
Dutch police are warning of calls for more rioting in Amsterdam a day after dozens of people armed with sticks and firecrackers set a tram on fire in the Dutch capital. The city's facing tensions following violence last week targeting fans of an Israeli soccer club. Police said the fire was quickly extinguished and riot officers cleared the square. Images online showed people damaging property and setting off firecrackers. Police said it was not clear whether the unrest was related to what happened last week. Keith Peters reporting.
Auction day for Alex Jones InfoWars. The assets of the company expected to be sold off. The proceeds will help pay the nearly $1.5 billion in defamation lawsuit judgments against the Jones. He owes families of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut in 2012. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Box. Today, the 13th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. It's International Kindness Day.
Very good morning.
We should share this with the Middle East.
Yes, I definitely
and,
agree.
And the Russians.
Yes, and I just actually received news that our capital was attacked again this morning. So, yes, world, be more kinder, please. Don't attack other countries and nations.
I got a feeling things are going to change here in a couple months.
I have a feeling
that's going to happen. Okay, how about the weather? It's supposed to rain today. This is supposed to be a gully washer today. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Whoa, that's a little bit loud there. Whoa, that was loud to me. Let's turn him down.
Right,
he's got a big voice. He's got a big voice.
Hey, I'll move it away a little bit. There you go.
That's good because it just blew the wax out of my
ears. Sorry about that.
Today, showers mainly after 8 a.m. Patchy fog. We're going to have wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour today. And chance of precipitation, 100%. Tonight, showers and maybe thunderstorms. Tomorrow, showers, and it starts clearing up. Friday, a chance of showers, but mostly sunny with a high near 57 or lows. Low 38. Now, the lows are going to be, whoa. We're looking at snow up in the higher elevation, so just be prepared for that. We're never prepared for it here in Redding, no matter what anybody says.
No matter what.
No matter what. I lived in Nashville. Well, let me finish this first. Anyway, it's going to start clearing up after that, and looks like Saturday, late Friday and Saturday and Sunday, even though there may be a chance of showers, it could be getting clearing up. And by next Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high in the high 50s. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Kenny family are just quality people. Saw him at the Marine Corps Ball Sunday night.
He's an Army veteran, correct?
Helicopter pilot, and he was the guest speaker on Monday at IGA out there. And I've heard Chuck talk before when Simpson was introducing the Veteran Success Center. And he is another man that speaks from his heart, humble Purple Heart recipient. But he goes back every year, every other year, to Vietnam looking for MIAs. And they've had some success there. So anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach him at 530-365-3793. Here's my rant this morning. The city works on Veterans Day.
Yeah, it does.
What the hell is going on there? They came out. I didn't put my trash out because it's Veterans Day. My neighbor across the street, another retired Marine, put his, we both put our trash out on Tuesday. Guess what?
He missed it.
No.
1 week's a long time.
The city.
The city missed it.
The city. As far as I'm concerned, why do they work on Veterans Day when they take all the rest of these esoteric holidays off? Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I took this was the first year I've actually ever had Veterans Day off as a holiday since I don't know when, a long time. And it was I didn't, you know, sometimes on these smaller holidays I feel like, oh gosh, I have a lot to do. I need to work. But this last Monday I was like, this is great.
This is not a smaller holiday.
It's not a small. I'm saying other smaller holidays.
There are other ones.
I have not had off.
Sue, which holidays do we take Veterans Day off every year? Yeah, right here in
it's
the studio.
One.
And we only ones we take off is Christmas, Thanksgiving,
New Year's,
and Veterans Day. Sometimes Memorial Day, depending on when it happens. But yeah, for sure Veterans Day. Thanks, Sue. Mm-hmm. I made her walk in here, and she didn't have to do that. She could have just shouted over her shoulder. See, I don't understand that. Of all days to honor the veterans in this country, they work. But it's... Do the offices work, too?
I think so, as far as I know.
Schools are closed.
Yeah.
Banks are closed.
Yeah. You know, I always think...
Isn't the federal government closed on...
Yeah, I think so. I do think it's funny sometimes, like, they have to still work. You know, they get a holiday off, but they're going to have to work an extra day to do that trash run or whatever.
I don't care.
You should bring that up. Go to council next Tuesday. Bring it up.
I am.
Close on Tuesday.
Right after the show... I'm going to send an email immediately to all the city council and Barry, and it's going to start off with the big F, and it's with a nasty letter to follow here. And I'm sure they'll tell me it has something to do with union negotiations and this and that. Okay, this is my second rant of the day about the same thing, so let's get past that. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here with Todd Jones from Reading Chamber of Commerce, CEO over there, and a former Marine.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Next year, 250, boy.
Yeah, it's a big year.
Might be a good time to come.
I probably should. Do you think we can get the Commandant out here?
Well, we're looking for a general officer this time.
Oh, that'd be great.
For the 250th. And
yeah.
You don't have to be active duty, of course, but, you know, a retired general officer to talk about the Marine Corps.
There's got
to
be someone out here.
You know.
Hiding up in the hills in Trinity or something.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. We'll fly them in.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and we've done that before. The thing is I was in the Marines a long time, and you were in several years ago.
Yep.
And people would ask me, what has the Marine Corps changed, you know, since the day you joined in 1970? And my last tour was in 07, but stayed in touch. And I thought about it, and there's so much has changed. Weapons, aircraft, gear, so much better gear now. All of those things. And the only thing that never changed was Marines. They're always the same. And, they're bigger and smarter, but they're still the same.
Yeah.
They were Marines. And I talked to Ted Leidy about it. He said it's the same thing. Is all the equipment and all that kind of stuff changes, but the ethos is there. So, okay.
That's what makes us the best.
Moving right along. So what's happening over there?
Oh, good question. Well, you know, I think we're all still just watching the election results. I mean,
I'm not.
Especially locally.
Locally
is the big stuff, obviously. I mean, the national, some of the state stuff, interesting. And, you know, we don't endorse candidates. We weren't involved in the campaign at all or any of the elections. But, you know, it's still interesting to see. I mean, the results came out last night. I think we'll get another round on Friday. It sounds like, I think the article I read last night was there's about 46,000 votes left in Shasta County.
43,000.
Okay.
And everything's kind of remained the same.
Yeah, it's all trending the same direction.
We're making a big thing out of Bobby Simpson, who is a transgender.
For the school board, right?
Yeah, for Gateway. And you know, right now, Bobby's leading. And it's because so many times you read stuff about how we are knuckle-dragging, stuck in the 17th century up here in Shasta County. And it shouldn't be big news because Bobby ran as Bobby. But they want to make a big thing out of it because Bobby's transgender. And... as opposed to, can Bobby do the job? But, on the other hand, maybe it should be noticed that Shasta County and this area out in Gateway, they're not afraid to elect a transgender. They're looking for somebody that can do the job. Now, that's if the votes hang on.
Right.
And Bobby, if they don't, I'm sorry. But, was it a surprise with Corky and Mary?
I think there's a lot of votes left to count, but, I don't know. I wasn't super surprised.
You know, I like both of them, first of
me
all.
Me too, as well. I've talked to both of them.
I like both of them a lot. And, but on that when they had the primary. Wynn Carpenter.
Yep.
And Corky and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary got like the same amount of votes as she has now.
Right.
But Wynn and Corky combined had more.
Yeah.
But it was split. So I can't picture the people that voted for Wynn voting for Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see where they'd vote for Corky.
Right.
And so that, I think, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. And a lot of people underestimate Corky Harmon. In my opinion, I've
had a few conversations with him. Bright guy, you know. Simple Weeble House is a great company, and the aggregates, White Rock, and all that stuff he has going on. So, I mean, from what I can tell, he's a local businessman. Yeah,
and all that.
Been around for a long time.
He's his own man too, and that's what you know. People think, oh, he's going to be this. Well, you got to get to know Corky.
Corky's
pretty much his own guy, and he really believes in wanting to move Shasta County forward and getting along with each other.
Right. I think the most interesting one to me, and you know, I don't want to.
No.
Pontificate too much because I don't want to take sides, and there's a lot of votes left to count, and things could change, but the way they're trending right now, I think, you know, Reading City Council is probably the one I was most interested in.
Of course it is, because it has an impact.
It has a big impact. There's a lot going on. There's a budget deficit that's going to be coming up. They're going to have budget conversations in January. I think it's like a $5.5 million shortfall projected right now. And honestly, you know, when the chamber did the forum with Viva Downtown back in, I think we did it in first week of October.
Yeah.
Approximately. There's a lot of similarities there. It was a very weird campaign year, an election year, because of some of these campaigns, they've run for like almost 2 years. I remember Brent Weaver, he announced like January prior to election year, I think it was.
Brent's not another guy that's slow either, though.
Very, very long election cycles, and this one was really short. Of course, we had the 2-year term with Mark Mazzano and Aaron Risner and Tony Spangler. I don't want to leave him out.
No.
And then you have these other ones running for the 4-year term, and you know, a lot of similarities. Obviously, there's differences with everybody, but at the same level, I think whoever ends up getting there for that 4-year term or even the 2-year term, you know, there's a lot of big decisions that are going to be made at the city level in the next year.
Okay, we need to take a break now.
Okay.
I want to talk about that because we are already. It's already impacting on us right now in the city, the shortage. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeannie Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. And this isn't Judy's first rodeo. She started her business back in 1993. And if you're looking for a second opinion on your, hey, the way the stock market's going and 501s and inflation and all that. If you're looking for a second opinion, a free review and evaluation on retirement plans, 401s, how about your insurance, which is still a huge problem up here in California, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back with Todd Jones.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Devon. Good morning, 8:20 in the morning here on the 13th of November. It's going to be raining today. It's not raining now. I keep telling everybody it's going to rain, so maybe it won't. But
it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
And it's going to come hard. Hey, I want to talk a little bit before I get to Todd Jones, for CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. I want to talk about Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's right now, until the 15th, got two more days, free Subway, or free sub sandwiches. Free regular sub when you donate $3 to our wreaths, holiday wreaths for heroes. These are the wreaths that go up on the gravesites of our veterans up in Igo. And this is a fundraiser for them. And so you can go in there, you can order a sub, and they have great food, by the way. Locally owned place, and Bev and Mike do so much for our community and our veterans. They're always having things like this, but this is 5 days, and you can go in there and you can order a sub, and with the $3 donation, all of that money goes to Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. I encourage people to do that. Now, I've got a bunch of tickets right here that if you want to, you know, you can take it with you when you go down there, but I don't think you have to have a ticket in your hand. You can just go down there and tell them, hey, I want to donate to Holiday Wreaths. So I encourage people to do that. Todd's going down there. He's buying 12 sandwiches.
I will. Yeah,
12 sandwiches for his office.
Yeah.
And I may do that for our office, except everybody runs away here at 10 o'clock. It's kind of lonely around here except for Sue.
You got to bring in breakfast burritos or something.
Oh. That could be something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what time they open, though. Okay, and this is good till Friday. Okay, we talked about the deficit that's going to be facing our new city council. Right now, we have lost seven policemen from the Reading City Police. No, they weren't fired.
Yeah, through attrition.
Through attrition.
Right.
Yeah, they weren't fired or let loose. Through attrition, but we haven't been able to hire the seven because of financial concerns.
Yeah, and I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's one beat. I think there's, I can't remember exactly. I went through the Citizens Police Academy in the spring. I should remember this, but I think that's like one whole beat, basically. The equivalent, seven officers per. Yeah. I mean, there's seven beats, so.
I mean, they're gonna cover them, but they have to pull them from someplace.
Right.
But they're gonna have over a $5 million deficit facing our city. And that doesn't even count. What is it? The $300 million?
Oh, the unfunded pension liability?
No, not the pension liability, which is also bad. No, it's those unfunded things like roads. And,
oh, sure. Yeah. The term that city manager Barry Tippin has been using is, unmet needs. So that's things that are current, like roads. And then it's things that are also current, you know, I would say plus a little bit future, like our downtown fire station. You know, it's way out of date, way out of code.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't compliant. So fire stations, roads. When they did that unmet needs workshop back in, I think it was April or May of this year, you know, fire, roads, police, those were kind of
infrastructure
big
kind of infrastructure stuff. Infrastructure and public safety, $300 million short for that.
Yeah.
Now, but the closest target is the $5 million that they're going to be facing. And what are they going to do? Because our tax revenue has gone down.
Right. And it was actually interesting. I was talking to, I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I was talking to Michael Webb, who's our public works director for the city of Reading about a month ago. And someone brought up to me, you know, they said, well, how much? Because a lot of money goes to Sacramento, right? Our sales tax in the city of Reading is 7.25%. We get 1% back to the city of Reading. So 1% comes back. The rest goes to all kinds of other stuff.
Sanctuary
it goes down
city.
To the state of California. But
for gas tax. Medical care for illegal. You want me to go on? I can go on for probably the next half hour.
Well, Gavin Newsom's running for president now. So maybe he'll get more moderate over the next 2 years. We'll see. I don't know. He's running. He's in Washington. He was at the White House yesterday, I think. So,
you know what though? Only thing that whoever runs against him has to say, do you want United States to look like California?
He's got good lines for that. I mean, think fifth largest economy in the world. All this innovation. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but
highest homeless rate, sanctuary city.
I've seen him talk at events in person, and if you don't know better, he is a real smooth politician. If you didn't know better, but anyway, back to the city of Reading. So I was talking to Michael Webb, public works director, and my question was, you know, we're on I-5. We have a lot of people stopping to get gas here. How much of our gas tax comes back to us that we generate at the city level? Like we generate X amount of dollars, it goes to Sacramento, how much do we get back? And what he said was that we actually get more money back to the city of Reading than we generate here for that gas tax. I mean, I drive a diesel, it's like $1.10 per gallon tax right now for a diesel. It's really expensive. And he said we actually get more money back. We get a lot of grants.
You're a climate denier.
I drive a diesel. You know, it's probably renewable. I go up to different places, and it's like renewable diesel, they say, these days. So I don't know.
Anyway. No, I was just kidding.
Yeah. So anyway, he says we get more money back. But sales tax, you know, it's a different story. I mean, we bring in about $30 million of sales tax revenue per year to the city of Reading. And I think an interesting thing I've been obviously
And
looking,
we only get how much back then?
We get 1% of all sales tax. That out of that 7.25%, we get 1% back to the city.
So
we get about $30 million a year.
Okay, so we're generating a lot more.
Out of the city, absolutely. Yeah, we generate a lot more. And about 60% of those people don't live in city limits. And I think, sorry, to go back to the roads and public works director, Michael Webb, you know, the big challenge is that Barry Tippin and Michael bring up is you look at a place like the city of Chico. They have a third of the amount of roads that we have because we're a big city. We're 66 square miles, but we still get the same allocation based on population. So the formula is really one of the big challenges here because we have so many roads here. It's so expensive to keep those up. And inflation's hitting all of us, including the city. So, you know, what used to cost X amount of dollars per mile to fix a road now is, you know, I don't know, 4, 6, 10 times the amount. It's a lot of money. But I think an interesting thing on the sales tax is I finally started to look at other election results throughout the state of California, mostly Northern California, to see what is everybody else doing because we're all facing the same issue. And this county of Butte did a 1% sales tax, a general tax that the supervisors put on the ballot, 1% general tax. It only needed 50% plus one. And last I checked, I think it was like 68% winning for Butte County. So,
oh no, that's coming. I mean, just stand by.
It's going to come here.
Stand by, Reading, because they can't, because of inflation, because of lower tax revenue and all this, plan on probably seeing a 1%. But we have a low tax rate here anyway.
Well, now with Butte County having this one pass, we're going to be the only city with more than 60,000 people in the state of California at that base tax. And I am a bit conflicted because I see, you know, I'm a pretty conservative person, fiscally conservative, but I'm also, you know, realistic into the challenges that cities have. And so my conversations I've had with city council members and city manager Tippin is, you know, the chamber is not going to make a, we're not going to support or oppose this, I don't believe, but I at least want to help facilitate the conversation to see what does the city want? What do business owners in this community want? What do we want our city to look like in 10 or 15 years? How are we going to get there? And if this is something that a majority of people I speak with think this is something that we need to do, you know, what can we get from this? It would double our tax revenue, because at 1% sales tax, since we get 1% now, we would bring an additional $30 million annually to the city of Reading.
No, why would that? Because it's based on the 7.25%
It's based on 7.25%, but that entire 1% that if it's specific from that 7, to the city of Reading, we would double, because we only get 1% now, so we would
double. See what you're saying.
Because so we get 100% of that additional 1%, if that's what, you know, we decide to do as a community.
Okay.
It's effectively right. Doubling
so
at
the state
1%.
The state
doesn't get any of it.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
And again, like, I feel like I'm starting to sound like I'm endorsing this or supposing this, but I think it's just an interesting conversation to have.
Well,
about
it,
what
it doesn't have to be 1%. It could be half a percent.
Could be lower.
Then you get 15 million
yep.
a year.
Yep.
Coming back in.
Could be higher. You could do things like, hey, let's tack another half a cent on there and pay for the jail or something like that.
Well, but see, that's just counting.
You could do a city one and do a share. If you,
of course,
I mean,
you
can do anything you want, effectively.
Yeah, we're going to put this much money in every year for the jail,
right?
To help pay it.
Yeah, but it was interesting to see how Butte County did it and who was endorsing that. You know, who was behind it? It seemed like they had a pretty strong coalition of people saying, you know, we can't really cut our way out of this.
And you have six. Yeah, you can only cut so much,
right?
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop. It's, like I said, off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Or Curves, if that's where you go. They were formed in 1960. They've been in the same spot since 1967. Friendly guys down there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I make appointments at 530-244-9478. And so it works on my schedule, and I haven't had a bad haircut there in 17 years. What can I say? Let me see, yeah, 17 years. Good people. It's not contentious. It's you walk out of there feeling good, and you've got a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Ty Jones of Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus drive through Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank in Reading and Anderson, and at the public parking lot at 4305 Shasadam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning here on the 13th. It's about 48 degrees out there. O2 Employment Services is going to have a collection to help people at the, One Safe Place, Good News Rescue Mission, and Pathways to Hope. You can drop off donations right now, at 915 Mistletoe Lane at O2. But the day of the drop off, which will be November 15th between 7 and 11 a.m., it's at 2070 Churn Creek. And we're talking, if you're coming in that day, you know, frozen turkeys and hams, but, you know, laundry detergent, canned vegetables, stuffing mix, mashed potato mix, all those kind of things to help somebody have a nice Thanksgiving. And this is O2 Employment Services. Oh, by the way, the Robo event tomorrow goes from, 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon at all the locations. And let me see, the Christmas parades are coming, and we got some time to talk about that. So, I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the deficits that's going to be facing us here in Redding at the beginning of the year, $5 million. How do you cut your way?
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, I think the number is, I don't know when the last time we had Barry Tippin on was, but I think the number is like 85 cents out of every dollar for sales tax goes towards public safety right now. So it's a big number.
How do you fix that?
Well, I think it's prioritization. I think that's one of the things the city council needs to do. And I think they've done that over the years. They've prioritized public safety. I think all of our city councils over the years, that's been a huge priority for them. And, you know, getting the police fully staffed, which they're not now, but they were, and getting three people on fire engines. That's a big issue. I mean, what is the role of government? It's a really, you know, kind of fundamental question. Public safety infrastructure is a huge, huge issue.
And if you were the federal government, it would be the armed forces, infrastructure, and the border.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, public safety, infrastructure.
Yeah. And here at the city, it's public safety and infrastructure. And yet somehow we spend millions of dollars on other things. There's going to be some, you know, but what people don't realize is a lot of things, like they're trying to redo the boat launch down there at the rodeo grounds, which nobody's against. The boat launch needs to be redone in the bathroom down there.
It's
all grants. Yeah. And so it's not like they're taking money away from your taxpayers to do that. Those are all grants. And those grants have pretty specific things, so it's got to be this much room and all this, even though it doesn't make sense down at the rodeo grounds. That's just an aside.
Yeah, but the roads, parks, a lot of that stuff is grants.
However, there's a lot of stuff that's not grants. I think at the county, they've only got like 15 to 18%.
Yeah, the county's discretionary percentage is smaller than the city of Redding because they don't bring in sales tax. So the counties really, by definition, by the state of California constitution, I mean, they're really extensions of the state of California. They're implementing state programs. I mean, that is the, that is the biggest
what they do.
Part for a county.
Yeah. But for the city, I wonder how much discretionary spending do we have? 50%? 40%?
It's less than that. I don't know the number, but I do know, yeah. again, that sales tax revenue is about $30 million a year.
Okay, so let's just say is...
And Greg Robinette, the treasurer, got 100% of the votes, so congratulations, Greg. He's nope. trending right now, 100%.
Nobody ran against vote. Him.
I mean, that's still...
But nobody ran against
I'm
him.
Kidding.
If one
I'm
person...
Kidding. I'm being facetious, but...
I know, yeah. If one person voted still, for him, he'd get 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right, nobody wants
yeah.
that job.
Yeah, no, it's a tough job.
But going back to this, so now you've got to take a look at things you're going to cut.
Right.
You can't cut salaries, but you could limit the amount.
Sure.
What services do you cut out?
Yeah.
Garbage?
Yeah. I mean, and all those are enterprise funds, right? So solid waste, wastewater, water, you know, those theoretically are and I shouldn't say theoretically, I don't know all these specifics mm-hmm. exactly, but, you know, those are pretty self-sustainable. You pay for your trash pickup, it covers the cost of that service, you pay for electricity,
right.
all that stuff kind of is, it should be somewhat running its, you know,
it should
sustainable.
Be it should pay for
and
it.
I
so,
think it pretty much
what
is.
But what doesn't pay for itself?
I mean, public safety, right?
Public safety.
Public safety doesn't generate revenue.
No.
They don't generate revenue like an enterprise fund, but it's important. I mean, that's one of the fundamental things. And
excuse me.
Yeah.
It's especially when we've hit almost, I don't think it's a high yet, but it's pretty close to the amount of homicides we've had this year.
Yeah, it's been a tough year.
Which has been, it's just been really, it's upsetting in a lot of ways, of course, people being killed, but the ones that are shooting them.
Right.
They're all young.
Right.
Maybe not all of them, but the vast majority are under, they're all teenagers.
Right.
One was 15 and he killed somebody.
That's crazy.
Yeah, his whole life is
over.
Yeah. But now they're going to have to, but we're going to have a new city council for the most part.
Right.
I would imagine.
Yep. Our city manager retires just over a year.
So that's right.
Barry Tippin's going to retire next December.
Yeah, it's time to get Barry back on again. It's been a while. He always comes on when I ask him.
Well, you know, and now that the election's over, I think, it's not really over for city council. Some of those races are pretty tight still. So
43,000 votes.
I don't want to say they're over, but they're, you know, within a few weeks, we'll know who those winners are going to be. And,
you
know,
by the 21st.
21st, they're going to be done. And, you know, Barry and his team, they always do a great job. I always try to prod him, like, who do you think? What's going to happen, you know, behind the scenes? And he always does such a good job. He's like, you know, it really...
Try to get an answer like that out of Barry.
He doesn't matter, but he's like, I'll work with whoever gets elected.
Well, he always
Happy
has.
And he's a super savvy guy, very, very bright.
And he's always said, too, is they don't want me. I'll leave.
Yeah, I mean, they asked him to stay, so he's here for another year, and, you know, I think we're all grateful for that, because he is, he's done a great job as city manager.
Well, so where do you get the money from, Todd? I mean, who, where does it get cut?
That's a great question.
Okay, if so much of it is public safety, nobody wants to cut public safety.
Right.
Does it mean one less firefighter on a truck?
Yeah.
Does it mean they don't build that new fire station? I think they're not because didn't fit in the budget.
I don't think they can now.
No, they can't now. So what are other discretionary funding is out there that they do? So we're not, are we building new bike lanes? Are they talking about putting a new park in? If that comes out of the general fund, I have a real problem with that.
Yeah. Again, a lot of those new parks, South City Park, Panorama Park, you know, majority grant funded right now. But there are matches for some of that stuff. So it does cost money. And if you're not able to pony up at a certain time, I mean, you're going to lose that grant.
Then maybe tens of millions are going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe we lose that grant.
Right.
Because then you've got to add into it mental health, homeless.
Right.
How big is that on the budget?
Right. Well, and, you know, right now, the city of Reading doesn't do health care. They don't do mental health. They are doing some of the homelessness now because they're the continuum of care.
They were using this place right down the street here that they were getting money from the state that they just shut down because of a number of things.
Right.
Rumors are. Well,
I don't believe any of that was city funding from the general fund.
No, it came from
the
state.
It was all other funds.
Yeah. But... I would, they're going to have to take a look at every line in that budget and say, there's a 10% cut right here.
Yeah. And I mean, the other thing that, you know, a lot of people say is, how do we increase revenue? How can we
That's better.
I'm not sure if you can, close a $5 million gap. However, you know, you look at South South Reading, where Costco's at, where the new Costco's at.
Yeah.
All that stuff that's getting built right now. I was talking to some folks that I'm colleagues with in Chico. You know, they're not seeing the same level of commercial activity. So we're seeing a lot more activity. And all those places right on I-5, those guys generate sales tax. The Costco in our town, I think the estimate I've heard is they probably do somewhere on the order of like $140 to $150 million of revenue per year. When they added gas, they do a lot more. So by themselves, Costco is generating probably like $1.4 to $1.5 million in sales tax of that $30 million that we get. So they're a huge, huge benefactor for the sales tax. And you look at all those other things that are right there on I-5, and if people don't stay in a long time running.
Chick-fil-A.
We got
McDonald's.
That second Chick-fil-A down there is going to have three drive-through lanes. Three drive-thrus, no indoor dining, but they have about 35 seats outside, and they should open in a couple weeks.
In-N-Out Burger, which is, you know what? My sister and brother came in from Chattanooga. We want to go to this In-N-Out Burger. And so what did my kids do when they came up here? In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
They don't have it in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And, we like In-N-Out.
That's good.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But they have two from Tennessee and New Mexico say they want to eat at an In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they generate. Tell me any time you've gone to In-N-Out and hadn't been in line.
Oh, every time. 10:30 in the morning, there's a line.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, my vision at the Chamber of Commerce is to make Reading the best place in California to do business. We probably can't compete nationally with that statistic, but how can we be the best place in California to do business?
Absolutely.
And I think there's been a lot of uncertainty over the last 2 years on this presidential election, who's going to win. Regardless of how people feel about the outcome, the election's now over. And so I think some of that uncertainty is going away. I mean, you look at the stock market, and Wall Street is not Main Street, right? So we have to think about what's going to impact our local businesses. How can we make them more successful?
Well, let's talk about that when we come back to our last segment. By the way, Trump did name veteran Pete Hegseth as the defense secretary. Now, I know him. He doesn't know me, but I mean, when I got back from Iraq this last time, he hosted, because he had an organization for Iraqi veterans, he hosted us back in D.C. for this, you know, this group. And they made us give our IDs, you know, so, and our social security numbers once we got back there. And the reason they did that was on the next day, we went to the White House, all of us, on the South Lawn, and had breakfast with President Bush. No, it was Bush? No.
What year? Remember?
Well, it's got to be since I got back from
07
or 08. It's got to be 07 or 08.
It would have been George W. Bush.
It was General President Bush. Condoleezza Rice was there. Cheney was there. And they mingled with us. So it was quite the event.
And I didn't know who he was, really, to be honest with you, but all the media headlines say Fox News host to be Secretary of Defense, and you're kind of like, what the heck is that? But this guy's got two Bronze Stars, lead counterinsurgency training in Kabul. I mean,
he's the real deal.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
And I'm sure he has strong feelings about diversity, equality, and inclusiveness, whatever that is. All right, we'll be right back.
We make a better day, just you and me.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive through Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank in Redding and Anderson, and at the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Colin and DeBott, 8:50 in the morning here on the 13th. And tomorrow we're going to be down at Cornerstone Community Bank as we support Robba's fundraising so that veterans can get free bus rides. And as you learned today, it's not just your regular bus rides, but they have their small buses that come up and pick people up at their homes. It's not just on the routes, people with disabilities and veterans. And they're starting a microbus transit program here that it's kind of like Uber in the sense that you can call them and 20 minutes later, within 20 minutes, they're there at your house and will take you anywhere where Robert goes. It's a great program.
Just like an Uber.
Oh, yeah. Great for $2.
Yeah, and their new Robba director, John Ando, I think his title's like Director of Transportation or something like that. But he's a sharp guy.
Well, I tell you what, he's been on
transit
before.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to be on tomorrow on our show out there. We'll be at Cornerstone Community Bank, and please come by and donate because all the funds go to providing veterans a bus passes. And this is not funded out of your tax dollars. This is all from donations. Okay, I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about how do we increase our tax revenue?
Right.
Or on that. So ideas. You're linked in.
Yeah, I mean, I think, things like, when I used to work at the EDC, we have a lot of great things going for us already. We have REU, even Shasta Lake has affordable power with their power. And I think REU is a huge benefit for us for being competitive in California.
Uh-huh.
I think the other things that we need to think about are just what barriers can we remove? What can we do to make it easier for people to do business in our community? How can we make it easier for people to pull permits? How can we make it easier for people to understand that process? And then how can we create, and this is the kind of the trickier indirect part, how can we create a more desirable place for people to live? Because our biggest challenge, and I've been talking about this for years now, is the workforce shortage. We have 12,000 fewer people in our workforce today than we did when the Great Recession started back in 2008, 2009.
How much?
12,000 fewer people in our workforce today than we did. We have a very low labor force participation rate, and we need more talent. We need more people to move here. So I think the work that we do at Visit Reading to you know, showcase all the great things that our community has to offer is helpful. But also, you know, you look at that discretionary budget that we were just talking about, and you look at things like Parks and Rec. You know, yeah, that Panorama Park up on Lake Boulevard is going to cost us money. We're getting a lot of grants, but it's going to cost us money.
No,
but
no.
Is that something that could help us attract more talent to our community? Is it something that can create better amenities so when someone's looking at moving to Bend or Redding or Boise or somewhere else in the state of California, can we make them decide to move and relocate here because they could see themselves living here and raising a family and starting a business and having a life? Because we're not going to be Silicon Valley. We're not going to compete with the talent that these major cities have.
Sure.
It's never going to happen. So we have to recruit and we have to attract people based on quality of life. That is the one thing. And we have an immense amount of natural beauty. We have national parks close by. We have national forests. We have Sierra Pacific Industries, who is so generous to even let us go on their land, which is amazing, and open back up at the beginning of this month. So, but what can we do in the city? What can we do in our community that we have control over to make ourselves more attractive? And those are the things where it's like, I don't know if I want to spend money on this park, but, you know, could we attract more families?
But what's
to
more
here?
Important?
Public safety or parks?
Public,
I get it.
Or parks?
I get it.
No, how about homeless?
Yeah.
When my kids came up
right.
from New Mexico. And they're out of Albuquerque. They live up on the. They don't live in Albuquerque. It's too dangerous. But my son, who, you know, laughs about California politics, he says, I understand why you live here. He says, this is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
He says, the people are so friendly. And, you know, they really saw it. And that's the kind of thing. He just said, we haven't seen a lot of homeless.
Right.
That, you know, because
you really recruit, don't see that many.
No, when you recruit businesses in here, they just have to drive around. We got the new downtown. We've got all these
right.
things that we have are just beautiful. They've got to be able to see that. And you're right, but the bottom line is quality of life, good schools, good medical.
Yeah,
you know,
we have great schools. You know, we have good medical. We just don't have enough.
We don't have enough.
We don't have that depth, and we have a lot of people retiring still, so we don't have a huge, you know, the cliff for that is also big with physicians retiring and things like that.
Well, what about – okay, so – I mean, you used to be on economic development. In fact, we're getting Rebecca in here soon. Bar.
Yep, Bear.
Bear. And from the economic development group, what would you do if you had a magic wand? Seriously, what would you do?
To attract businesses or just in general?
Yes. No, to talk about bringing businesses here because that's the way we grow.
If I really had a magic wand,
yeah,
I'd probably roll back California Building Code, which is beyond what we can do in the city of
okay.
Reading.
That's,
so
okay, let me limit your magic
city,
wand
yeah.
to the
yeah.
city of Reading and even the county of Shasta, them working together.
You know, honestly, I think that, you know, again, I see the challenge at the building and planning department, but I also am sympathetic to the concerns I hear from Jeremy Pagan, who's the development services director, and Barry Tippin, where they don't have the amount of staff they used to have. So there, again, it's another funding shortfall. And, you know, cause I don't put them at blame. If you talk to somebody, like a Panattoni who was trying to develop out at Stillwater years ago.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're kind of,
whatever happened to that?
Well, more to come on that. But, you know, we all know that Amazon's looking right now. That's public information out
yes.
of Stillwater. And a company like that who's incredibly sophisticated and can work through these issues, you know, they can submit a full set of plans that are not going to have any comments because they've done, you know, 50 of them in the state of California in the last 10 years. They understand all the California building code, and that process can go smoothly. But I think being able to get through that and having you know, someone that can really help people walk through that process is mm-hmm. is really valuable. And I think the city does do a great job of helping people through that. But you don't know what you don't know when you're getting into those building and planning issues.
So making it easier for construction.
Yeah.
That should be realizing we have the state of California. They've got, you know, bless their hearts.
California building codes are incredibly challenging.
They are. But we should be able to have a way that just streamlines everything so that you go in there once. And then you get everything, and then you leave.
Yeah, and they're working towards that digital plan submissions. I mean, they're doing
what
they can.
They've been working towards that for, geez, see how long we had the station going? We'll start in 15 years in December. Yeah, they've been working on that for that long.
They have been. So, you know, I mean, the magic wand is really California issues. I think we have a lot of good things going for us at the local level. And I think if we can communicate that message to the outside world, and again, it's us at the chamber, Visit Reading, working with the Shasta EDC, kind of everybody rowing in the same direction, even talking to our hospitals. I had a great meeting with our new CEO at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sam Atani.
Oh, great guy.
Great conversation about what can we do to help them attract more talent, because if they can do that, Dignity can do that, we all win.
Well, Casey Fatch started the residency program, which has been a huge success. In fact, two of them on the show here said they're staying in Reading.
Yeah, and you got to recruit the right kind of doctors, because it's not going to be for everybody.
No, it's not. Anyway, Todd, next time I'm going to ask you that, too.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you.
I'll think more about my magic wand.
Magic wand stuff. I just threw that one at you. But at the city level, what can we do to attract these businesses? Because this is a great place.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like I said, here's my son-in-law goes, well, I can see why you live here. He says it's not the California that we read about
exactly. Everywhere
else.
Even locally, we get too spun up and we lose sight of the great things that we have here in our community.
Even locally. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Todd, thanks a lot. Thanks for everything you do for our community, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having the community town square.
Well, we try. And tomorrow, join us out there at Cornerstone Community Bank in the Copplestone Shopping Center. Shopping Center. We'll be there raising money with RABA so that we can provide bus passes to our veterans. Even though that the city ignores Veterans Day. Robert doesn't. Everybody have a... I know. Isn't that...
That was too harsh. Come on.
That was harsh. Okay. Hey, everybody have a great day. It's going to be raining, and God bless America.